Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
I can't figure out what to get Doris for Valentine's Day. What are you getting Christine?
I'm not sure. I do know that I'm not supposed to get an appliance, you see. I have learned the hard way that if it has any practical use at all, it's no good as a Valentine's Day gift.
Is a bread machine practical?
Yeah.
Oh, how about a toaster oven?
Yeah.
A blender?
Uh-huh.
Now I know why my relationships never make it to March.
Well, I have no idea what to get Doris. The woman has everything.
Well, go with jewelry. Even if they don't like it, they're always impressed that you tried.
Doris has a diamond bracelet worn by the Duchess of Windsor. Thinks he's going to be happy with a pair of clip-on earrings from Save-On?
Well, what'd you get her for Christmas?
A pair of clip-on earrings from Save-On. Thinks she gave them to her housekeeper. Or else her housekeeper already had a pair. Either way, it doesn't look good for me.
Boys, I need some people to go skiing for me this weekend.
For you? Is that how rich people are vacationing now?
No, that's how rich people go shopping. See, I would like to know if Snow Mountain Ski Resort in Colorado would be a good investment.
Oh, you thinking of buying a condo?
Oh, no. I'm thinking of buying Snow Mountain.
See, so she doesn't have everything yet.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
Hi, Timbo. Hi, Timbo.
How would you like to spend Valentine's Day shushing down the powdery slopes of Colorado?
What?
Yeah. Doris is thinking about buying a Snow Mountain Resort, and she wants to test it out, so she wants us to go skiing with her.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man, think of it, Christine, you and me on the slopes, and the trees are just a blur as we fly down a mountain.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go, and I'll just stay home with Tim.
No, I'm not going without you on Valentine's Day.
Oh, really, honey, I don't mind.
Your mom can take care of Tim. She's been begging to come. Come on, it'll be perfect.
No, honestly, I really think it would be better if you went without me.
Honey, you love to ski. We used to go skiing all the time.
I went once, when we were dating. And only because we were dating.
What does that mean?
It means I don't really like skiing. And now that we're married, I don't have to pretend to.
Well, nobody's good their first time out, sweetheart. Well, I mean, I was, but, you know, hey.
I knocked over a 5-year-old. I broke her Barbie skis. I will never forget her terrified little face or her mother shrieking, "That woman does not belong on the slopes." She was right. I don't.
I can teach you how to ski.
Well, that wouldn't be any fun for you.
Oh, yeah, it would, honey. Come on, I'm a coach. I would love to do that. 1 hour with me and you'd be skiing like a pro.
Peyton, I have missed the skiing window. And really, I'm telling you, it's fine with me.
Listen to yourself. I mean, listen, you're just afraid.
Yes, I am afraid.
Well, you've got to conquer that fear.
Why?
It's holding you back, Christine.
Only from skiing.
Honey, skiing is just the beginning. Fear has a way of creeping into everything we do. Pretty soon, the cars are too fast, the malls are too big, the ATMs are too complicated. Honey, I don't want us to end up to be two old people who are afraid to leave the house, who only wake up in order to take a nap, and who only wake up from the nap so that we're not too wide awake to go back to sleep.
Aiden, you just described my parents.
Exactly.
Oh, God. I'm going skiing.
Boy, Doris, you should really buy this place. That was a great breakfast buffet.
Well, not financially. People were going back 3 and 4 times.
I know. I kept running into the same cheapskates every time I went for a waffle. Want a banana?
Hey, you guys.
Hey!
Hello.
Doesn't she look like a pro?
I look like the Michelin man.
Well, look at it this way, sweetheart. If you fall down, you'll bounce right back up. I tell you, that ski shop was amazing. They had state-of-the-art equipment, and the rental prices were very reasonable.
You see, that is the kind of invaluable first-hand information I was hoping to get from you people. Raise prices at ski shop.
So, can we get out there?
That's the kind of talk a coach likes to hear. You're raring to go.
No, I'm hot.
Honey, when you get rid of that 6 layers of insulated underwear you're wearing, you're going to be just fine. Come on.
So, Luther, are you skiing?
Haven't you noticed it's cold out there? Plus, a person could be injured.
My dear?
Oh, my God.
Now I'm scaring people.
Hey, what's the matter, Dauber? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I did. The ghost of Valentine's Day past. Judy is here.
Judy?
Judy Watkins? Are you sure, Dob? Maybe it was just a really tall ski pole.
Oh, it was her.
Where did you see her?
I was in the grocery store buying granola bars. And there she was, in produce.
Grazing from the tall, leafy vegetables, I would imagine.
Did you speak to her?
Are you crazy? I threw down a 20. I ran out of there.
I don't understand.
Judy Watkins was Dauber's girlfriend back at Minnesota State.
None of us understood it, Doris.
Then she had an affair and she dumped
you. No, I mean, I don't understand why you had to go to the grocery store when there are plenty of granola bars for sale at the snack shop.
They're cheaper at the grocery store.
Closed grocery store.
Well, you think you're over somebody. But just in case, you move across the country. You date other people. They date other people. Maybe they date a lot of people. It doesn't matter. You don't care because you have put them out of your mind. Then you go on a vacation, and there they are. They're 10 feet away from you, thumping the cantaloupe.
Well, you're not going to let this ruin your trip, are you, Dauber?
No. Absolutely not. No, see, I just panicked because I wasn't prepared to see her. Now I am.
Hayden, this is too high. Why are we going up here? Why aren't we starting on the bunny slope?
Honey, the bunny slope is too crowded. It's got all those people on it, the kids and beginners. They don't know what they're doing.
Yes, that's where I belong.
I promise I will not let you do anything you are not ready to do.
Then why am I on this lift?
Look at the view from here.
Oh, there's a man being carried away on a stretcher. Don't lean.
Just look at the tops of the trees, Christine. Look how pretty they are.
This is too steep. And the snow is bumpy.
Those are moguls. That's a black diamond run. We're not doing that run. We're doing a green run. Right here. Look.
Squirrel run?
Yeah. It's even got a cute little name.
It's so long, though. Are you sure I can do that?
Oh, honey, it's barely downhill. You just go back and forth across the mountain. It's like a calm country trail.
Well, that sounds sort of nice. Squirrel run.
Squirrel run is closed?
Yep. Big accident. Tree fell down, caused a pile up.
Well, I guess it's just fate. We weren't meant to do squirrel run.
No, where do you think you're going?
Back to the lift.
Honey, I don't think you can take the lift down.
He's right, ma'am. Employees and injuries only.
Well, you see, I'm bound to be an injury shortly, so how about I just get on? How are we supposed to get down?
Well, honey, why don't we check out one of the other runs and see if we can't get down that way? Come on.
I hate you, Hayden.
Well, it looks like either Widowmaker or gunshot.
Widowmaker? Well, that doesn't sound like a peaceful country trail.
No, it doesn't.
and we're losing the light.
So then I guess it's a gunshot, huh? Which seems to be this one over here.
Well, there's no trail there. That just goes straight down the mountain.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's kind of an intermediate slope.
I'm not ready for an intermediate slope. Hayden, you promised me you wouldn't make me do anything I'm not ready for. I am not ready for that.
You use the same skills, honey.
I have no skills.
I'm going to teach you.
Not on that.
Oh, sweetheart, you don't go straight down the mountain. God, you go back and forth. You traverse from side to side.
So what is to stop me from going right into a tree?
You turn before you hit the tree.
I can't turn.
But yes, you can, sweetheart. This is how you build confidence. And confidence is what helps you get down the mountain.
Well, maybe some people are right not to be confident. Maybe fear is a good thing.
Fear is not a good thing.
I will not ski down this mountain.
Well, then the only way down, sweetheart, is if you take off your skis and you walk.
Good idea. Hayden, get me out of these skis.
Come on. Are you giving up on your lesson then?
Oh, yes.
Sweetheart, there are runs even too difficult for me on this mountain. But I know I can do it by traversing. And that'll give me a sense of accomplishment because I would have faced my fear head on.
Well, good for you. I am going to turn away from my fear, and I am walking down the mountain.
I'm going to go ski Gadzooks.
Gadzooks?
Yes, Gadzooks. It's a black diamond, a double black diamond run, and it's at the top of the mountain. It involves jumping.
Oh, don't be a fool.
I'm not being a fool. I'm facing my fear head on, and I'm going to be a better person for it.
I certainly hope so.
I think we have bought just about everything there is to buy in the town of Gunnison. So, what do you say we spend some time in our suite? I believe there's a bearskin rug.
I have a headache.
Excuse me?
No, really. I have a terrible headache, and it's weird because I hardly ever get headaches. I don't understand it.
Well, let's get you an aspirin, huh? Excuse me. Have you got an aspirin? He has a headache.
Pounding?
Yeah.
Feels like your head's going to explode.
Yeah.
Nausea?
No.
That's coming. You have altitude sickness.
Altitude sickness?
Not a lot you can do for it. Drink a lot of water, and if it doesn't get any better, get yourself back to sea level.
So that's the prescription for altitude sickness? To leave the resort?
Mm-hmm.
Train desk clerk to put a positive spin on altitude sickness.
Water.
We sell bottles of our local mountain spring water in the gift shop.
Sell them? I have to buy water. I'm going to have a worse headache. Where's the local mountain faucet?
The men's room's down the hall.
Thank you.
Oh, Christine. Enjoying the skiing?
I need something hot with a lot of liquor in it.
So, where's Hayden?
Who cares?
So you decided not to ski together?
Yes, something like that. I walked down the mountain.
You walked?
Yes, when I wasn't sliding. And people had the nerve to sneer at me and tell me that I was ruining the snow. Oh, and I would really love to find the guy who invented these boots and beat him with them.
I'll go order that drink for you. Excuse me, young man. Is there any chance of getting a couple of rum toddies in here?
Sure. Just go down to the bar, order them, and bring them back.
No, really.
That's our policy.
Okay, thank you, Ted. Order waitresses for the lobby. And reassign Ted to the parking lot.
Christine.
Dauber?
Shh, don't use my name.
Dauber, why aren't you skiing?
I was, but every time I saw a tall blonde, I thought it was Judy. This is a Nordic sport. It's like a tall blonde magnet.
So you've been hiding in the corner of the lodge all day?
No. First, I went up to my room, but I think I was making the maid nervous, so I came back down. Why am I so afraid of her, Christine? Not the maid, I mean Judy.
I don't know, Dauber. What are you worried about? Oh.
What if she's here on some romantic ski weekend? She sees me here, I'm all alone. I look like a dork. But there she is! It's not her.
Dauber, just because you're on a vacation alone does not make you a dork. Now take off your ski mask.
But she might see me.
Exactly. You have to confront your fears. What am I saying? Do exactly what you want, Dauber.
What's so funny?
Some poor jerk's been on top of Gadzooks for an hour. Look at him. He's scared to death. He's hugging some rock like it's his mom.
Oh, my gosh. Let me look. Oh, that's my husband.
Hayden's the poor jerk at the top of the mountain. Is he crazy?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It is, Coach. What's he doing on Gadzooks?
Trying to be a better person. We've got to stop him.
Well, not me. I can't go any higher. My head's ready to pop as it is.
Well, I guess I could go, Christine.
Oh, thank you, Dauber. Just try to keep him there until I can get the ski patrol. I don't want him to try to do Gadzooks just to prove a stupid point.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Dom.
Yeah.
Hey. How you doing?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, hey. Just kind of tightening my bindings. Dauber, why don't you go ahead on down? I'll be right behind you.
Well, no hurry. Actually, you know, we should probably just enjoy the view for a while, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. It's a pretty challenging run we got here, huh, Coach?
Uh-huh.
Whoa! I've never seen an eagle from above before.
I've seen quite a few of them, Dauber. Mating season. It's really quite interesting, you know?
Wow, that lodge sure looks tiny.
Yeah.
Well, don't move.
What are you doing here?
I know you're not going to want to do this, but please let us take you back. Do it for me. Do it for the baby.
The baby?
Yeah.
The baby. Okay, Christine. Okay. I'll do it for the baby. Oh, honey, you know, you were right. Once I did this to me, I realized how you must have felt when I did it to you. Fear is a good thing, sweetheart. Fear is your friend. I love fear. Help me out here, would you?
I've been waiting for years to hear you say that, Hayden.
Judy!
Michael?
Well, I think I'm over Judy now.
Well, I'm not. She dragged me through a half-frozen stream on the way down.
Hayden, you were right. Squirrel Run is lovely.
She is a real quick learner.
Well, Judy's a great teacher.
Those who can do, those who can't.
End up strapped to the toboggan like a dead deer. So, Michael, how are you feeling today?
I think we did the right thing breaking up.
I meant your leg.
It itches.
Hayden, I'm surprised you're not back out there today. The powder's perfect.
Well, I'm not going skiing today.
Oh,
sorry, darling.
I know. I meant for making snow angels.
You know, that is weird.
What? I saw your lips moving from down here, and then the words arrived.
Well, I'm not going to buy this place. So everybody pack their bags.
That's it? The trip's over?
No, not yet. Well, one more stop. She has another investment she wants to check out. You'll need warm weather clothing, sidearms, and a malaria shot.
I found the game preserve for sale. Anybody up for safari?